time for What's Trending with Coach K.
All righty, Coach K, we better clear the air here because I don't want there to be any friction. And I was sort of joking before when I said, you know, we'll step in the ring in light of what happened last night. You're a lot younger than me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have much to offer, though. I wouldn't have much to offer.
No.
I'm not tough enough, Chris. You wouldn't see me in the ring. Ever.
Hey, hats off to Lussick, though, stepping in with Gal.
It's incredible that the fitness on these guys. Stevie Spark, this is a bit of a name drop slash Brucing.
Yeah, mate, he was.
For Brucing.
You're Brucing.
I'm Brucing right now. Stevie Spark, mate of mine from Toowoomba in town. This guy works himself silly to the point of pretty much vomiting.
Yeah.
That's how silly these guys work.
Mate, it's nothing harder than boxing. I've done a bit of boxing, just more with football, cross training and that. It does almost make you spew.
What do you think the hardest thing is in terms of preparation? I mean, you've obviously boxed a bit when you're playing
footy. I don't know how to fight, but I've just boxed for the endurance side of it. You know, 1 minute rounds, you know, you'll give yourself, you know, even a 30 second break. If you're going hell for leather, 1 minute, even 30 seconds off, and you try and even just do 10 rounds of that's bloody hard work, especially for a bloke my age.
It'd be tough.
In this condition.
What about football though, Chris? Hardest thing you had to do?
Hardest thing I did was out Campbelltown. It would have been in the early 90s, some of the pre-season sessions that we had out there. Brucey Walsh, God love him, we lost him many years ago. He used to tear us to pieces. The 400s. Which they don't do all that. They wouldn't run longer than 100 metres these days. It's all about speed and explosive power. But back then, you do your 5K time trials and all that. This is 20 years ago or more. But some of the 400s we'd do, or posts, L runs. You'd go from one touchline dead ball line, back along the dead ball line, down the touchline, sprinting. Then you get about a 10-second break. And then you go again, the other dead ball line, the other touch line, and you do about 12 of them. And you finish in that. And, mate, if there were 10 blokes there, 9 of them would be vomiting their guts up.
Not for me. Thank you very much, Chris.
No.
But on that note.
All right. We don't need to get the gloves on.
No, we don't.
I thought it might have been a cash, sort of a money-making exercise.
I think you'd whip me into shape anyway.
Oh, well.
On that note.
Yeah, what's
going on? Tooting your horn, Chris. I'm tooting your horn. Not a fan of it, but anyway. Here we go. What's trending? For those of our listeners that aren't aware, Jermaine Asako has signed for the Dolphins.
Good signing.
For 2023. I think that's awesome. It's a really good signing. And he's showing what he's capable of doing at the Broncos.
Was he supposed to fight last night? Was he originally one of the ones that was going to be in pulled out? I might be wrong. Anyway, sorry.
But Jermaine
Asako, good signing.
Great signing.
Good signing.
That's their first
real, who else they got?
Felice Kaufusi.
Yeah, but outside backs or
nothing of note. But he's 25, so he's got a lot of years ahead of him. Signed a 3-year deal.
Yeah, good signing.
Massively so. Happy birthday to Peter Wynn, the great man.
Walter?
Yeah.
His birthday today.
What's the slogan, Chris, at his store?
If you don't score here, you'll never score.
Yeah. Do you remember during the footy show days, they'd always give a Peter Wynn giveaway?
Wally Wynn. I'll give him a call. Let's get him on.
Peter Wynn?
Yeah, I'll get him on. Let's get him on next. We'll have a chat to him.
We'll get him on.
I didn't know it's his birthday.
Why don't we try and get him on at 2 o'clock?
I need a new pair of shoes from Peter Wynn's school.
Try and get him on at 2 o'clock. What do you reckon?
Well, done.
We'll have a chat to him. Dante Exum, Aussie basketballer, who you're very familiar with, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I call him Dante, but you say Dante. That's fine. Either.
Whatever floats your boat. That's what I like
absolutely.
To say.
Absolutely.
So, Dante Exum, 13 points for Barcelona. So, he shifted from the NBA. He's really trying to make a career again of his basketball nature. He's trying to get back into it. He's really trying to start playing well again. 13 points for Barcelona. They came from 20 down against Kazan, and they won 111 to 109. So good to see Dante balling out, and was in overtime as well.
Balling out.
Balling out, baby. Balling out.
NBA? What?
No. I was going to go into the next thing, but I want you to continue.
Sorry.
NBA, what do you know
as
about basketball?
As opposed to balls out? No. Yeah. Nothing. No. Did you want? There were some big games on as we speak. I updated some of the scores, but I didn't want to steal your thunder.
No, Chris. By all means, because I'm going to come back at about 1:30 and do a whole score
playing.
Update.
Thunder are playing, I think.
Yeah, they are. Josh Giddey, Josh Giddey Nation. He's a very good player, Josh Giddey.
The Giddey Heights of Josh.
Very good. Very good. So the ticket prices for Sydney FC fans for their away clash against MacArthur. Have a listen to this. Family, $120. $30 for concession. $35 for adults and $39 for adults and $35 for concession. Do you think that's a little expensive?
So say the family, so two adults, two kids, right?
Yeah, $120.
So this is where, what's included there?
MacArthur. So
at Campbelltown.
Campbelltown, yep.
So Campbelltown Stadium, like, you know, not exactly one of the, you know, most modern sporting facilities. The same stadium that was deemed unplayable a few weeks ago. So the pitch is not too... What, how much was the family? 135?
120.
120.
Yeah.
I'm tipping they're not getting too many taking up that offer.
It's very pricey, and that's not considering the $5.70 fee if you book online on Ticketek.
Yeah. Well, proof will be in the pudding.
Who's going to
tell? How are their crowds going?
Fairly average.
Well, have they had a home game? They had one last week, didn't they, Campbelltown?
It's fairly average crowds, though.
Did they play Mariners?
But not many teams are getting solid crowds for what they'd be happy with.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's just a little hefty for me.
I was going to, talking of crowds, right, with Paul Gallen. So let's say he does have another fight. I was going to throw this out to our listeners as well as yourself, Coach K. Who would you rather see him fight, right? So, and by saying that, I want you to tell me, Chris, I would spend money on this fight. Would you rather him fight Sam Burgess or Sonny Bill? Would you part with some of your hard-earned? So let's say you have to part with $40. And so I'm saying you'd either pay for it for main event, you'd pay you say $40, but let's cap it at $40, or you'd go to the arena or the stadium and pay for a ticket, $40. Would you pay that for one of those fights? And there'll be other fights on the undercard.
So same price you're talking about?
Yeah, you'd
want to go.
Same price. Which one would you prefer, Burgess or Sonny Bill?
Burgess.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
And most people would probably say Sonny Bill, I think, because this has been brewing for years and years and years. It's never going to happen, I don't think.
I think Sam Burgess got into the ring with Paul Gallen. It'd be worth watching. It'd be really good viewing.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, big time. Think about the entertainment value when you're there.
I know. No, I'm just saying. And I didn't watch. What's he on? I don't watch that.
Reality. SAS Australia.
So he was good on that, right?
Fantastic show.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
And body in great shape?
Great shape.
But wasn't he medically retired and took up a heaps of ching away?
Well, that was the thing. They did this amazing amazing test in SAS. We had to basically hang from a rope. And they were talking about his shoulder because he got a bunk shoulder. Right?
Like, look at these, Rocky Boulders.
Hey,
both bunk.
They're good. So, yeah, good on Sammy. And I think it'd be worthwhile. I'd prefer to see him fight against Paul Gallen and Sonny Bill.
So is he all right now? His shoulder's okay? I could hang off a rope for a while, but I couldn't punch.
No,
if
well,
you've busted your ACs.
Yeah, well, you're in trouble.
You can't
throw
a stone.
No.
What?
No.
It's difficult.
Oh, yeah.
It's difficult. All right. We got loads more to look forward to over the next couple of hours. Keep them coming through, though. And that might be another one you might want to weigh in on. Would you like to see Paul Gallen fight Sam Burgess, or would you like to see Paul Gallen fight Sonny Bill Williams if that was his next fight? And we may not see another fight with Paul Gallen, but I tend to suspect that we will. If he can earn $700,000 for about 6 minutes' work last night against Darcy Lussick, I think we will see Gal in the ring again pretty soon.